that mold. Their computer science careers were cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question of mine, I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
And the snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's gonna go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
It doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trouch escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40! Derek Crouch, 15, 10, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with passion.
The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henner to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get that way. And the kick is good. Takes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
But you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Dominican Sue. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Ndamukong Suh? Oh,
the stadium is blowing up.
As we get ready for the biggest game so far this season, Nebraska, Virginia Tech, tomorrow, 2:37 the kickoff. The game will be shown on ABC and heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pre-game starts at 4 in the morning, and we'll have all that, or something like that. But it's all for you tomorrow, and we will have our predictions on the show today of that contest. We've been talking about it all week. What are you going to buy into? The special teams and the defense versus the youth that Virginia Tech has? They're playing at home. Is Nebraska in the right spot? Can Zach Lee outplay Tyrod Taylor? Can our front four, front seven get the job done? We'll find out. It's all tomorrow, and we'll make our predictions today, along with Pigskin Pick'em coming up in the second half of the show. Daddy will make his selections.
They're ready
NFL
to go.
And pro. Oh, he is so excited, people. He is so excited. He went 5-2 last week.
Actually, I'm gonna preface that. We went 6-2 because we take against Washington State every week.
Well, yeah, you already counted that.
No. That's not included in the 5-2.
So 6-2. So we're going against Washington State every week.
Every week we go against Washington State. We're going against them this week versus SMU, okay. The Mighty Mustang.
So 6-2.
By the way, here's just a little stat for you I found. Since the start of 08, 638-150 Washington State's gotten beat. So we're just going to continue to go against them because they are bad. That's bad.
Gold? Is it gold?
I just don't know what they're doing.
So that's...
Seriously, I don't know what they're doing.
What are they doing? Daddy will make his picks in a little bit. Plus, Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling is going to join us here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy show as well. But talking about predictions, Daddy, everybody that I was talking to yesterday, last night, hey, there's college. Who's playing tonight? They know there's a college football game on Thursday, but they're not sure. Miami and Georgia Tech. Ooh, how much is Georgia Tech favored by? Yeah, they're not. Miami's favored by 5.5. Shouldn't have that at 5, or it went down to 4. You never shouldn't have that told you something.
Somebody smarter than you.
Everybody's going. That's what our buddy Mike Perennial loves to hear.
That's exactly right. The money loaded up on Georgia Tech last night. Miami comes out just an offensive explosion. This is a team starting to get that old swagger back and starting to begin to be the U again. That's kind of exciting for college football because there'd be kind of one of those villainous teams that everybody will start to hate again, I think. And what, we got 2 weeks till the clash with Oklahoma?
Hey, how scary is that going to be?
That's a football game that's setting up to be very, very interesting because Miami now 2 wins over ranked teams with Florida State and now what they were able to do last night.
And Oklahoma has Tulsa this week, who, you know, could be a scary team. Tulsa is a good football program. Now, Oklahoma is going to be a sizable favorite in this one, but we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Tulsa, but then the off week for the Oklahoma Sooners. So they will have 2 weeks to prepare for Miami.
And another week for Sam Bradford to get healthy.
That's exactly right. Hopefully Bradford will return to face them, and then Baylor, and then the clash October 17th with Texas. So another interesting deal is, who lurks for Virginia Tech after Nebraska? The Hurricane. That's right. Miami plays Virginia Tech next week.
Yeah. So Miami's got one heck of a schedule here. Nice schedule for Miami. Unbelievable schedule there for Miami.
Yeah, we go Georgia Tech. Well, after you get the off week before Georgia Tech, but you go Monday, Florida State, then off week Thursday, Georgia Tech. So you've got 10 days to go to Blacksburg. Then you've got Oklahoma. You get an off week with Florida A&M at Central Florida, Clemson, Wake Forest, Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, Southern Florida. Their schedule's over. But their schedule's over after Oklahoma. They'll run that table out. Clemson, Wake Forest, Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, South Florida.
Well, Clemson will be good. It's at Wake Forest, so you don't know. North Carolina is good.
Connecticut by 2?
It's at North Carolina.
Connecticut by 2 of the safety of the end zone? I'm just saying that about North Carolina.
Well, Clemson home, at Wake, at North Carolina, yeah.
But talk about
they've already
front
beat Florida
loaded.
State. They've already beat Florida State, so they had that going for them. Any more Thursday night games or off Saturday games after this?
No.
See, so okay.
So they should be good to go there. So that's what's going on. And then an interesting game in college football tonight, Boise State. A lot of people think Fresno State's one of only a couple of teams that might give them any kind of a run on their quest to an unbeaten season after they had taken care of Oregon. So that game is tonight. And then a full slate of college football is set for tomorrow. We've got a doubleheader for you here on ESPN Radio as well. Florida, Tennessee, a pregame at 2, kickoff about 2:35. Then tomorrow night, the Texas Tech game. And, Daddy, I ask you this. Have you found or heard, and I haven't seen your picks yet, I have now seen your picks. Have you seen or heard one person that's taking Texas Tech in this game?
No. No, it's the whole revenge deal. Don't forget, the Potts kid's thrown for damn near 900 yards already on the air.
That's okay.
But Texas, this is revenge. This is all revenge. Texas has been on this game since last year when it cost them a national title in many people's mind.
Well, that's a lot more college football talk coming up, but it's Friday, and that means high school football going on, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show off to a 2-0 start, and they're ranked in the top 10 in everybody's poll after that amazingly impressive win over Ravenna last week. Dave Colling joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Hello, gentlemen.
Well, we're doing great. What's for lunch today?
Hey, we're having smothered burritos, and I'm going to pick Texas Tech, by the way.
Always go for the big underdog. Coach, you guys did that last week. Let's delve into that a little bit more here. Did you get the sense that your kids felt that they were a huge underdog in that game?
You know, I think I do believe that. I think the kids, as far as down deep, how they felt, I think they thought they could play with them. And like I said, we preached that all week. I think they bought into what we were telling them. We had a little defensive plan kind of thing. And I think they bought into what we were telling them. And I think as the week progressed, I think they believed. And came out and played a heck of a ball game.
Dave, I guess just looking at the line and the disadvantage, and Ravenna's going to have that disadvantage over almost anybody they play. I guess the amount of points that you were able to put up on them, though, had to surprise you a little bit.
You know, I wasn't, and like I was saying, I knew we could play with them. I didn't think we'd beat them by 35. the amount of points that we put up, we scored 35 in the first game, 35 in this one. And we are scoring some points, and some of the younger guys, I keep saying this over and over, but some of those freshmen and sophomores that are playing are just, from game one to game two, made huge strides, and I'm hoping to stay in game two, game three.
Dave Colling is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They'll play Donovan Trumbull tonight. Coach, are you even a little surprised at how well the team has played through the first couple of games?
You know, I that was my very beginning of the season. That was my one fear. I didn't know how long it would take to gel some of those younger kids. And I got some seniors, Matt Bowman and so forth, Greenkey, Chris Kasnowski. They're being great teachers out there. And so, like, Bowman on the line is kind of being a teacher, teaching those young kids, what to do and how he does it and all that kind of stuff. And that's been a great help, too. So we've come further than I thought at this point.
Dave, I guess, has it been tough to calm the kids down after last week and get them ready for another football game this week?
It's kind of a different football team. We're not, they were jacked for about, some of the seniors were jacked for about 10 minutes after the game. And then they said, hey, we said hooray, and we're ready to focus on Donovan Trumbull. So, it's kind of, that's great. It's a great attitude to have, and for the most part, most of the team has done that. They're, business this week and started on Saturday morning and been that way all week.
Dave, Donovan Trumbull, if you just look at scores, it'd be hard to figure out. They had kind of an impressive win in week one, and then they had to go to overtime to hold off Gibbon last week. Uh-huh. What seems to be the strength of their team?
And last week was tough for a lot of teams because it was, the mushy weather and rain and all that kind of stuff. But both teams have to play in it, I understand that. But Donovan Trumbull's going to be a good ball team. Once again, they got a fairly big line. They got two quarterbacks they use, one throw, but they both throw fairly well, one deep. They both run pretty well. We have a wide out that's a pretty talented ball player. So we got a work cut out for us tonight.
Dave, single out a couple of your freshmen and sophomores you think are stepping up and playing great ball for you.
Dave Squires has been playing some tackle for us. Austin Lowry has that came in on the defensive line a little bit for us. We have Anthony Donovans, our center. He's a sophomore. I'm going to probably forget somebody here, I'm sure. We had a sophomore, Eric Long, that got hurt. David Burkink is another tackle that we have. He's a sophomore. Wings and wides, we're usually blessed with 800 million wings and wides. But we have a couple sophomores. Anthony Pacheco stepped up at wing. Spencer Lowe has stepped up at the wing. And, of course, Creighton and Drew Butler. Creighton Pierce and Drew Butler are both our wides, but they're juniors.
Well, Dave, we'll let you get to lunch before the smothered burrito gets too cold.
Hey, all right.
Hey, best of luck against Donna for Trouble. We remind the folks you can hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And we'll got a big game coming up next week with Cambridge, so we'll talk to you then.
Okay, hey, thanks, guys.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Tony, again, we've already learned through 2 weeks you can't go by what's on paper, but on paper this should be another win for the Stars.
Yeah, and probably not all that close of a win if you're looking at scores. But after last week, I guess you better wait till at least halftime tonight to say that.
Well, and Donovan Trumbull, I think, had some problems last week in that weather and all the things that went on. So we'll see. I think Gibbons better than they have been. And Donovan Trumbull maybe just didn't play as well as they could have last week, so we'll find out. And Gibbon goes up to Ainsworth. That game is tonight on ESPN 1460. We also have the Hastings Seward and Adams Central Holdridge games on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Elm Creek is going to host Loup City. So those are the five football games that you've got. You can hear any of them on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll come back, talk some more football, a little volleyball from last night, and get you ready for the weekend. Plus, Daddy's Picks on the way.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fawner Park.
Make it Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for nationwide simulcast racing, full menu dining and bar, Keno and Husker football. Continuous racing from 11:25 a.m. daily. Saturday, watch the Husker Virginia Tech game on big screens. Barbecue sandwich or sloppy Joe and chips, $2.50, pitchers $5.25. Plus, enjoy the Friday, Saturday night prime rib special at Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This Saturday night, it's a Big 12 showdown as the Red Raiders of Texas Tech take on their in-state rivals, the second-ranked Texas Longhorns. This game came down to the wire last year. Tune in to see what happens this time when these two teams collide. Hear all the action live from Austin, Texas Tech in Texas. It's the College Football Game of the Week right here this Saturday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
It's part of our college football doubleheader, which starts Saturday at 2 with Tennessee and Florida and is followed by Texas Tech, Texas at 7 Saturday night on ESPN Radio.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 81. Winds will stay from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. With clear skies tonight, some patchy fog is possible late with a low at 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Life I love is making music with my friends. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Friday edition. Do more people go out to have lunch on Friday? I think they do.
Mondays and Fridays, I think.
Mondays and Fridays. Mondays to catch up from the weekend. Fridays to get ready for the weekend. And they're always going to the Chicken Coop, especially on Monday nights for Monday Night Football. It may not be lunch, but the day is over. But, of course, they've got the Husker game on this weekend. They've got the NFL package. They've got Major League Baseball. They've got golf. Whatever's going on, it's there for you. College football, pro football, baseball. Too many TVs? Never. At the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. You don't have enough at home to keep up with all of this. And while you're there, check out the great lunch special every day. Great food and drink specials every night. Open 7 days a week. Try the Chislik, the melt-in-your-mouth tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce. It's the newest thing on the menu. You can also add wing sauce to almost any sandwich on the menu. Or, how about this, just try the wings.
There you go.
There's so many different kinds of great flavors, like spicy garlic Dijon, Jamaican jerk, sweet and sour, honey barbecue, spicy barbecue, then, of course, just flat-out hot. Try their burgers, try their salads, try their pizza, try their ribs, try their steaks, try their sandwiches, try their appetizers led by
balls of cheese.
Oh, folks, it's all right there. Check it out at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. There's not a bad seat in the house. They welcome you in 7 days a week to the Chicken Coop.
Douglas, I think a lot of NFL talk has already started this week because, for one reason, one of the biggest marquee games on the schedule happens to be our Dallas Cowboys on the Sunday night extravaganza, which will open the new stadium. Expected to be over 100,000 people for an NFL football game. You know, NFL football stadiums aren't normally, they're not the horseshoe, they're not the big house. Nobody's ever seen a stadium like this. And I think the hype, this will only magnify. This will be the highest rated NFL regular season game watched this year, will it not? For that simple fact?
It'll be watched.
I think it's one of those games that catches some people's eyes. I think a lot of TVs will be tuned in to see it.
Well, that's because there are a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans. It's early in the year. And obviously with New York playing, it's a good game. It should be a great game. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Aaron and Carney chimes in, if Zach Greinke does not win the Cy Young Award, every damn voter that did not vote for him should have their privileges taken away for life. If he had any kind of offense, he would be a 20-game winner this year. And what a long journey he took to get to this point. Go Royals! And I will always root for Greinke no matter where he goes because you know that the Royals are not going to keep him because since he's great, it wouldn't make any sense, right? Well, I think they've got Greinke kind of locked up, I hope. And, you know, if Zach went to the Yankees, I don't know if I could root for him.
No.
Yeah. See, I yeah.
Once you turn and leave for the dark side, no. You don't cheer for Hulk Hogan when he joins the bad guys. It just didn't work like that.
You don't cheer for Jabba Chamberlain just because he's from here. I mean.
Well, yeah, I want to see Jabba. Like I've said before on this show more than once, I want to see Jabba do well and get a no decision in a Yankee loss. That's what I want to see Jabba do. So just keep him there in the starting role so he can't blow any saves. Aaron also says, go Huskers. I think we win 35-31, and Cowherd is a huge ass. Colin Cowherd. 35-31. Daddy, I think it's as good a time as any to get into your picks here in just a little bit. But in our pick'em picks today, we will be making our Nebraska selection on who wins the game. That will not necessarily be our tiebreaker this time around because it's actually going to be one of the games that we pick between Nebraska and Virginia Tech. But there's not a lot of good games, and the games that were good, one was last night, you know, on paper, and Texas Tech has a 19-18 point spread. And if I hear this one more time, I am so tired of this USC talk. They are going to beat Washington
And it, I just
upset talk, I'm, not USC talk. You're talking about
God. It's just, oh my God, this quarterback is going to start. Isn't this the guy that was going to start all along? Got hurt. Now he's going to start. It's USC, people. It's USC. Washington lost to everybody last year.
Don't they have to play Washington State?
Yeah. Everybody.
Oh, so great. That's so great.
I seriously. And again, I'm very close to making my selection of the year, of which I'm undefeated on this show every single year. Last year, Ohio staying within the point spread against Ohio State. That was last year's pick. I have never lost my lock of the year.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Never lost my lock of the year. It's been right every single time. I'm very close to making my lock of the year selection today. I don't think I will, but we'll just see. We'll see how way off the mark you are on your selections today. So, also, a lot of things coming up this weekend. Let's go down the calendar of what's going on. Tri-City Storm Hockey is at home tonight for their second exhibition home game. This will be the last time you get the chance to see them before the regular season. Again, they're hosting Omaha. It was pretty entertaining last week. Face-off is set for 7 o'clock. And, Derek, you expect to see more. Last week you said it was more just kind of first exhibition game of the season like you'd see in football. You saw more of the young kids. And you might tonight see more of what they'll put on the ice in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think so. They had a lot of guys scratched last week, as did Omaha. Heck, Omaha had a huge scratch list. But I think tonight we'll see a couple more of the vets out on the ice and not so much all the young guys. And last week, very competitive, 4-3. It was 3-3 down the stretch. Storm go down 4-3, give up an empty netter late to make it 5-3. But very competitive, fun game to watch. So come on out tonight.
UNK football on the road at Adams State. Hastings College football, huge game tomorrow at number 1 Sioux Falls. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Volleyball, Hastings is at Morningside today and tomorrow. Eighth-ranked Lopers are at Colorado Mines tonight. And 0-9 Chadron State tomorrow. When are they going to disband that program at Chadron State? They got what they thought was going to be some transfers in from the number 1 NAIA school, which cut their program. They went to Chadron.
From Brazil?
Yeah, they stayed there a couple of weeks. And wow, what a shambles that program is in right now, 0-9 overall. Colorado Mines will be a much tougher test tonight. They are 10-3. The women's soccer team for UNK at Adams State today at Colorado Pueblo. Sunday, Hastings College will host Northwestern of Iowa on Saturday. Just two high school football games last night. Millard West doubled up Omaha Burke, 56-28. Hastings St. Cecilia, no problem taking care of Columbus SCOTUS on the road, 42-7. Plenty of volleyball last night. Hastings picked up a win in a very tight five-setter with Holdridge 17-15 in the fifth. Donovan Trumbull with a nice win. They upset, I would say it's an upset over Adams Central in five. Aquinas beat St. Cecilia. Aurora beat Central City. Minden over Cambridge. Kearney Catholic swept Wood River in a top 10 matchup. Class A number 2, Papillion La Vista South beat Class B number 4, Grand Island Northwest in Grand Island in four sets. Shelton remains unbeaten, downing one of their rivals in Lawrence Nelson. Bertrand, Elm Creek, Sandy Creek, Deschler, Lexington, Axtell, Giltner, all winning a pair of matches last night. And in the battle of 1-2, Grand Island Central Catholic beat St. Paul.
Big win for Bertrand.
They both beat Lincoln Lutheran. Well, any win for Bertrand is good. They got two last night.
Yes!
Also, Daddy, I want to bring you cross country. Because we had an invite yesterday at Ravenna, and Broken Bow won both the boys and the girls. Gibbon Boys were the runner-up, followed by Wood River, Shelton, and Adams Central. And the girls, Kearney Catholic, the runner-up, followed by Gibbon. Christian Sherrill of Wood River, Shelton, was the boys champion. Jenna Miller of Broken Bow was the girls champion. Taylor Randall of Franklin finished in third. And the Hastings St. Cecilia boys finished second. The girls, fourth at the Fillmore Central Cross Country Invitational.
So, read a little cross country note in the Lincoln paper today about Parker Schoen from Lincoln Southwest posted a 16-minute, 11-second time at the Pioneers course. Only five people in the last 20 years have broken the 16-minute barrier. He'll get a chance to run on that track a couple more times this year, so he has an opportunity to cut 11 seconds off that time and make it into the 15. So has not lost a cross-country meet since in 2 years, I believe.
All right, couple more notes here, and then we'll get back into football. UNK's Sarah Wissing, who's actually a sophomore out of Hastings High School, is the RMAC Women's Golfer of the Week. Hastings men finished sixth in the GPAC qualifier yesterday. Don't forget the second annual Loper Women's Walk tomorrow morning at the UNK campus. Registration from 8:30 to 9:45. The walk will begin at 10 o'clock. Lasts about 30 minutes, followed by the awards, the breakfast provided, door prizes, and a whole lot more. That's tomorrow. Contact UNK or go to lopers.com for more information. And, Daddy, how about this? Nebraska's incoming baseball recruiting class ranked 13th nationally, according to Collegiate Baseball, the highest ranking in the 27-year history of such rankings.
I don't know if they've ever been ranked before. I mean, I don't know that you've ever heard of Nebraska on a list before. So, congratulations. It'd be interesting to go back. I don't know if there's a way to do it, but find out what Nebraska had those players came that didn't choose to go pro in the past couple of years when we lost so many pitchers and whatnot. That'd be interesting to see where those classes would have ranked. But 13th, looks like Mike Anderson maybe getting some people in here to help the program right away.
Zach Potter picked up on the practice squad at Jacksonville, and Collins Okafor was back at practice yesterday for the Huskers. What do you make of that?
Maybe just needed a day to clear his head and think, well, I do have a chance to play some football for this team, and hopefully maybe went home, got talking to, mouth back, hey, no harm, no foul. Let's move on. I think he's back mostly scout team duty this year. I think that's what it looks for him throughout. I want to know, though, Doug, what are you going to do with Donovan McNabb on your fantasy team?
I don't know. I've got some guys that right now, like McNabb and Tomlinson, I don't think I'm going to be able to make a move until Sunday morning. And looking at, I mean, Sean Hill's the backup on my team that I has Donovan, and that doesn't look very good for next week. I mean, you look actually what he did last week, it wasn't that good. Luckily, that matchup I have this week, favorable. Favorable matchup against
the chump you're playing.
Yeah, the 12th pick. I'm gonna take down hard.
That'd be a good one to win because without McNabb,
you got to win in those weeks that you're off. Hey, tonight we have one set of tickets left for Victory Fighting Championships MMA 4 going on at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs. We've given away tons of 4-packs. We only have 1 4-pack left. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It begins at 7:30 tonight. The main card goes at 9. They have at least a dozen matches scheduled featuring Tim Sylvia, the 2-time heavyweight world champion. It's Adrenaline MMA 4 tonight at the Mac Center. If you would like those tickets, call now and we'll give them to you and wrap things up. When we come back, Daddy's Picks.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Mixed martial arts.
Houston Alexander here, and I want to tell you about Adrenaline MMA 4, presented by Victory Fighting Championships at the Mac Center, Friday, September 18th. I'll be taking care of some unfinished business in my hometown against Sherman the Tank Pendergast in a 12-bout night of live MMA action, including 2-time world champion Tim Sylvia taking on the young gun Jason Riley.
The Mac is going to be rocking on Friday, September 18th. Tickets start at just $30 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or at the Mid-America Center box office. Adrenaline MMA. It's fast. It's furious. It's everything MMA should be, and it's live. Get your tickets. Get to the Mac and get loud. Adrenaline MMA 4 presented by Victory Fighting Championships. September 18th. Alexander versus Pendergast. Sylvia versus Riley. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Hubert. You probably know me as Aunt Viv on TV's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's my latest role as an African-American woman with osteoporosis that's got me fired up. Like, did you know that 35% of African-American women are estimated to have low bone mass? What's even more frustrating is that few African-American women are tested and treated for the disease. Come on now, ladies. Talk to your doctor today. Osteoporosis, it's beatable, it's treatable. To learn more, visit NOF.org.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easier, and now more affordable.
For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of Select Royal Paint, starting at $21.99. So you can make your bedroom a little brighter. Give your living room a new look. For everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone. T-Bone steak is our specialty. We promise quality, value, and variety. The best steaks around, the way you like it. Everything is big except the prices. Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
Texas T-Bone, Grand Island.
Join the Hastings YMCA as we celebrate America on the Move Week, September 20 through 26. Help us reach our national goal of taking more than 10 billion steps this week with free events including Bring a Buddy Free Day, Recipe Roundup, Smart Smoothies, Espresso Bike Challenge, Walkout on Work, and more. For a schedule of events, visit either the 18th Street or 16th Street YMCA or hastingsymca.net and get moving. The Hastings Family YMCA. We build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
This Sunday, the heated rivalry continues. It's an AFC East battle as Tom Brady and the New England Patriots head into New York to face off against the Jets, led by their new head coach Rex Ryan and rookie quarterback Mark Sanchez. It's the NFL Game of the Week, right here this Sunday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
It's another NFL Tripleheader Sunday, starting with the Pats-Jets, followed by the Steelers-Bears and the Cowboys-Giants. It's an NFL Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 81. Winds will stay from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. With clear skies tonight, some patchy fog is possible late with a low at 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 66.
Jump down my throat like that. You're a tool.
I didn't jump down nowhere. You don't have a webcam in here to see it.
You're such a
It's like
buzz.
Between rounds. We get after it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. See how you like to be treated like that. Yeah, that's real fun.
God.
Real fun. Yeah, you're just a ball of fun. Well, before you go 0-8 this week, why don't you tell us a little bit about our great friends over at Dynagro. Let's talk about a winner before we talk about your losers, huh?
Well, let's talk about a winner and then my winners on top of it.
They just finished up dominating Husker Harvest Days.
Well, they really did, and they want you to know it's a Roundup Ready 2 soybeans. The proof is in the yield. The next generation of Roundup Ready delivers top-end yield potential. 4 years of research demonstrating a 7 to 11% increase over Roundup Ready. That's why they've got Roundup Ready 2. With the same simple, dependable weed control you expect from the Roundup Ready 1 system, call your local Dynagro Seeds dealer today. They know what fits on your farming operation. 1-800-652-9298. You saw them the last 3 days, lot 1131 on Seed Corn Row. They had a fantastic outpouring of support from you, the farmer, coming to get appreciation that you ate lunch there. You talked about the new products. You saw the new products. Now it's time to talk about what you're going to plant in your fields next year. Know you're getting ready to harvest that great Dynagro out there. 1-800-652-9298.
It's the time of the week where Daddy tells us who is going to pay the mortgage. It's time for Daddy's NFL and college selections. The first week in college, 2-2.
2-2.
Last week, 5-2, 6-2, college and pros. Talk to me.
Well, we've got five college games for you. I start out with Arizona making the road trip to Iowa. I did not realize last week, 35-3 over Iowa State. I saw that. Okay, Iowa State's just not very good. They got four turnovers, people. Four turnovers they converted into 28 points. 35-3 should have only been 7-3. That's about as unimpressive a win as you can get. Give me the Arizona Wildcats. Give me a Stoops brother and give me those 5.5 points. Texas Tech at Texas. I'm going to lay the 17.5, 19, whatever it is on your sheet. this one is simply revenge. Texas has been looking forward to this game. Revenge only because 2 seconds away from a trip to the Big 12 Championship, which they were denied, and a trip to the national title game, which they were denied. They remember that. And Texas Tech, not that good, not as good as they have been in the past. Texas takes advantage. UConn at Baylor. This Husky defense is allowing 1.4 yards per rush. Baylor, yeah, they're a better football team. I think they win the game, but by 10 points? Give me those 10 points and give me UConn. SMU minus 6.5 at Washington State. Already told you earlier, since the start of last year's football season, Washington State Cougars have been outscored 638-150. Take SMU, bet against Washington State every week. The last college game, Cal Golden Bears minus 14 at Minnesota. This Cal offense has been undeniably tough to stop to start the year. Minnesota 24-14 first down differential. That was the Air Force. Air Force. Ah! Take Cal and lay the 14 points. Those are my five college selections.
Four of them on the road. Arizona, Connecticut, SMU, and Cal all on the road, and Texas at home. Those are Daddy's selections. Let's now take the NFL approach.
Tampa Bay at Buffalo. I didn't realize that 26-18 first down advantage over Dallas last week Tampa Bay had. I think Buffalo put a lot of stock in that first game against New England. Cadillac ran pretty well last week. I'm going to take Tampa Bay plus the 5 points on the road. Arizona at Jacksonville. I didn't realize Arizona only gave up 200 yards last week to San Francisco.
Did you watch any of these games?
Hazy. Arizona, I will take the 3 points on the road at Jacksonville. And the Texans at the Titans. I'm going to lay the 6.5 points. Houston got off to a horrid start. This defense has got to be better than the one you saw last week with the Jets. I'm going to lay the 6.5 points and take the Tennessee Titans. So, in recapping, I take Tampa Bay, I take Arizona, and I take the Titans of Tennessee.
So you took, two underdogs and a home. I am very surprised that you took Arizona because you go back to last year.
The start time.
The West Coast team traveling to the East and playing the early game. What were they, 1-20-something?
Something stupid.
Yeah, and you jump right on board right away by taking the Arizona Cardinals. And again, Arizona did what last year? Lost in the Super Bowl. What do teams that lose in the Super Bowl do the next year? They stink. You want to refigure that one? Yep, just chalk it up.
Are we going to throw it out?
No, we're not going to throw it out because that way you've already missed one. But all this does is maybe in some other selections you might not make the same pick. I don't know. It's just a thought. Those are Daddy's selections. And when we come back, it will be time to do Pigskin Pick'em and make our Nebraska picks. Don't forget the Dead Popper inbox is wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got two Lane recliners that are up for grabs in Pigskin Pick'em. And what you have to do is to qualify for the finals. You have to beat us. And so far, nobody's been able to do that this week.
They've tied, lost on a tiebreaker. They've done things like that. They've been close, but not close enough.
Now, just by qualifying, contestants on the air will receive a gift pack for a $25 Bruce Furniture gift certificate, a Doug and Daddy t-shirt, plus assorted other gifts. So there you go. We'll get you the $25 gift card. We'll get you a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. And if you win, you're then eligible for the two Lane recliners from Bruce Furniture. Folks, it doesn't get any better than that. You only get one shot at us per year. One shot. So it's time to give somebody else that shot right now. 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776 for Lazy Boy Recliners from Bruce Furniture. Lazy Boy Recliners, Bruce Furniture for our champion. But right now, a $25 gift card. We're going to take caller number 8, 888-455-ESPN. Caller 8, get your crack next.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Let me ask you a question.
Are you a football fan? Or are you a football fan? Let me ask you another question. Do you just cheer? Or do you scream till your lungs bleed? For the first time ever, true football fans can let their voice be heard in the Van Heusen Pro Football Hall of Fame Fans Choice. Just go to jcp.com/fans to voice your choice. And while you're there, check out the completely affordable Van Heusen Men's Collection. Van Heusen and JCPenney, voice your choice!
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
There's a feeling in the air.
There's excitement everywhere.
Crossroads for Lincoln Mercury.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney. There's no better time to buy a new Ford F-150 or Super Duty pickup. At Crossroads Ford, we have regular cabs, super cabs, crew cabs, XLT, FX4, Lariat King Ranch trim levels, factory rebates, and bonus cash. Now's the time to buy. Stop and see Crossroads Ford today.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, Nebraska, believe it or not, winter is just around the corner, and now is a great time to save during our national anniversary sale. You'll save $60 on all sets of four high-quality Michelin and BF Goodrich tires, and $100 on all sets of Big O tires. Plus, all of our auto service is on sale, from oil changes to brake service, transmission flushes, and more. So save big bucks now during our national anniversary sale, where Big O Tires open 7 days a week for your convenience. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 81. Winds will stay from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. With clear skies tonight, some patchy fog is possible late with a low at 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 66.
So live your life.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Forgot to mention who the winner of our Ultimate Fighting tickets was.
Yeah, Tom from Hastings got himself a four-pack.
Congratulations to Tom. And in just a moment, our Powder Blue Royals fan, Jeff, evidently is waiting on the line to crush us in our pigskin picks. But Jeff knows, just like we know, it's tailgate season. It's time to eat when you're watching football.
Well, and Carrie wants you to know that fresh out of the smokehouse, Andouille, Polish, ham and cheddar, hot brats, state fair brats, those are my favorites. Fresh snack sticks, summer sausage, available today. Troutman's Quality Meats, T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Carrie wants you to know the wine, the beer, and the grill. If they're all tailgate tested and approved. USDA certified Angus beef, promote the quality steaks and fresh ground beef, all available in several sizes. Fresh bratwurst, fresh jalapeno brats, oh, the cherry bomb brats, cherry and jalapeno, hot, 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 in your mouth. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Fresh ground chuck and 80% ground beef patties. The Green Mountain Grill is waiting for you. Check it out today. Due to the current road construction, if you're coming in from the east, turn to McDonald's and take the alleyway at the Emerald Apartments to Troutman's Quality Meats.
Time now for our Pigskin Pick'em, and already the winner of a Doug and Daddy t-shirt, which has to be the biggest prize, and the $25 gift card to Bruce Furniture. Jeff and Kearney, morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Are you ready to be dominated?
Yeah, I'm. I don't think I have a life. I've been spending a little too much time with the Doug and Daddy show.
Well, the Royals are rolling, my friend. The Royals are rolling. Well,
yeah, they are.
Let's get right after it. As you know, there's going to be a few wacky games, although I think you've heard of most of these schools. Let's start with Northwestern taking on Greg Paulus and Syracuse. Who you got?
I want Syracuse.
Daddy?
I don't even have this one marked yet. Just give me...
Would you give him a pen? He loses his stuff in 30 seconds. It's absolutely amazing. Amazing.
Who give me taking? Northwestern.
Good, because I'm taking Syracuse. Boston College at Clemson. Who you like, Tony?
I'll take Clemson.
I'm going to take Clemson, too. How about you there, Jeff?
I got to go Clemson.
Our next game. How about this one? Wyoming at Colorado. Wyoming at Colorado. You know what? I'll do it. I'll take Colorado. How about you, Jeff?
I really want to take Wyoming, but Colorado's not going 1-3. I'll go Colorado.
Daddy?
I got to think the same thing, Jeff. They can't go 0-3.
Well, we already know this pick from Daddy, so let's go here. Arizona at Iowa, Tony.
I will take Arizona.
Yeah, Iowa favored. I am taking Iowa in this football game. How about you, Jeff?
I want Arizona.
All righty. Up next, another interesting ball game here. Oregon hosting Utah. Utah at Oregon. Jeff, who you like?
Let's go Oregon.
Daddy?
I'll take the Ducks as well.
Wow. 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 See, here was one I didn't have circled yet either. I don't know what to think about this game. Oregon is favored by, what, about 4 or 5 points somewhere in there? They just still... I think their season was crushed on opening night. I think it gets crushed more. Utah wins these games. I'm going to take Utah. Michigan State at Notre Dame. Daddy, who you like?
I was contemplating on this. I think Michigan State's beat them in Notre Dame since 84 or 74 or something. Oh, give me Notre Dame, though. Weiss can't lose another one. He's already on the hot seat.
Yeah, I'm going to buck the odds here. I'm going to go Notre Dame, even though they're favored by 10 or 11. How about you, Jeff?
I want Ken's Fighting Irish.
A clean sweep for Ken's Fighting Irish. Nevada at Colorado State. I'm taking Nevada. Colorado State was really great when they beat Colorado. Woohoo! Colorado stinks. I'm taking Nevada. Jeff, who you got?
Nevada.
Tony?
Give me Colorado State at home.
All right. Georgia at Arkansas. Now, here's a tough one. Who you got, Daddy?
I've got Arkansas at home.
Jeff, who you like here? Georgia at Arkansas.
I want Arkansas also.
You guys are just not very nice. For no reason, I'm taking Georgia. Cincinnati at Oregon State. Jeff, who you like?
Oregon State.
Tony?
See, here's another one. I guess I'm going to take Oregon State. You know, one of those Midwest teams having to go play on the West Coast. I'll take Oregon State.
Cincinnati is they're coming off of a big game, so I'm going to take Oregon State. Their win over, was it Rutgers? That was kind of a focus game there. And now the big one. Here's the final game, and then we'll go into the tiebreaker. Nebraska at Virginia Tech. Jeff, who you got? Now remember, I must stress this beforehand. Jeff already said two or three times he wanted to pick Wyoming. He wanted to pick Michigan State, but he took Colorado. He took Notre Dame. If you beat us, you've got like a 1 in probably 3 or 4 chance of winning a pair of Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. So I ask you again, deal or no deal? Nebraska at Virginia Tech. Who you taking, Jeff?
My recliner is in horrible shape, but I want the Huskers.
Tony, who are you taking?
I will take the Big Red as well.
I have not changed my opinion since the start of the season.
0% chance.
Not that prediction.
Jeff, did Doug say, you listen all the time, did our friend Doug Duda say 0% chance?
Absolutely.
Just, would you hang up on I am taking Virginia Tech. I'm rooting for Nebraska. I'm taking Virginia Tech, okay? That's the way it is. Here's the tiebreaker, which it came down to last week. Texas and Texas Tech, total points in the ball game. I'll even throw mine out first. I'm saying 55. Tony?
I'm saying 75.
Well, that should make it easy for Jeff. What are you going to pick?
I want 61. I decided before you guys.
That a boy. Well, see, I like honesty. I like honesty right there. By the way, the over-unders in Vegas is 67. Jeff, $25 gift card in the gift pack coming your way. Best of luck, and we'll make fun of you Monday.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
See you, Jeff. Go Royals. Jeff Oberger joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's already, my phone is blowing up. Like, you're a traitor. That's BS. What a tool. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, exact score, Tony.
You know what? I'm going to say Nebraska 27-29, Virginia Tech 29-23.
I will say Virginia Tech 20, Nebraska 17. I'll say a low-scoring game. It seems like that's what happens when Nebraska gets beat. It's that type of a ball game. Derek, what do you think?
I'm going to go 34-24 Huskers.
Derek stepping up. 34.
Yeah, well. Hey, Zach Lee's looked great so far, obviously. Arkansas State, Florida Atlantic, not
right.
The kind of competition you want to look at. But if they shut down that running game, which I think they can do a little bit, Tyrod Taylor's not going to beat him with the arm, is he?
Well, I don't think there's any way Virginia Tech scores that many points without us turning it over. And I think that's a key. That's obviously an intangible. You don't know where to go from that point of view.
If you can just get the punts away. That's all I ask. Because those, it seems to be in those big games that a block, you know, I mean, it's scoreless. It's 3-0 back between the 20s. Whammo. It's 10-0. And then all of a sudden.
Well, let me ask you this question. How strong is Alex Henry's arm?
Interesting.
They've run some fake field goals with the young man.
Will Nebraska have a little trick up their sleeve when it comes to special
teams? Coach Pelini has had them, but I think after getting burnt in that Colorado game last year, he's going to be hesitant to use them again.
God, that was a dumb call.
Well, Watson, Pelini, well, you know, it's not just one or the other, but there you go. So it's tomorrow. All the action can be heard, all the pregame on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, followed by the kickoff at 2:30. So
we're looking forward to that.
9:30 is a go time for pregame, I believe it is. Something like that. So, yeah, that's what it is, 9:30. Best of luck, UNK, Hastings College, Huskers, and everybody that's playing a little Friday night football tonight. Don't forget, Gibbon and Ainsworth here on ESPN 1460. Also on Classic, it's 98.9 FM. Tony and I will be in Elm Creek for Elm Creek Loop City. ESPN 1550 and 1230 AM KHAS. Those are the Hastings games. Hastings at Seward on KHAS. Adams Central at Holdridge on 1550. And Kearney Catholic at Donovan Trumbull on The Breeze 94.5. Want to thank all the folks for emailing and calling in. And to Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling for joining us. Merck and Morris on Monday and a breakdown of the Virginia Tech game. Go Big Red. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.